So I'm going to start just by, this is a long look. This is a 20-year look at the history of where electricity in ERCOT was generated from. And it, as you can see, it's first thing you should notice is that energy demands, electricity demands in ERCOT have continually grown. They have continually increased. That's not a view common for all markets across America. That is, I think, fairly unique to ERCOT. Our continuing growth, it's the attractiveness of Texas as a location for people and businesses, and that continues to drive increases in electricity demand. The second thing we notice there is the increasing slice of green, which is the contribution from wind energy. It started at a very low spot. You know, 20 years ago, there was very, very little wind in the system. But I'm here to tell you, 20 years ago, the amount of discussions and angst and concerns over, you know, how are we going to handle all of this wind and how are we going to manage transmission to get it to load? Those conversations were happening 20 years ago as they continue today. So it is here. The other thing I would point out to you is the changing quantities of electricity from coal, right? That's the gray part in the middle. So as wind has increased, it's not, you know, the gas share shown there in blue has really stayed the same or increased somewhat. It's the coal share that has decreased. So you're really seeing the swap of wind for coal energy. And then the last thing I'd point out is that little sliver of yellow at the very top in the last few years. And I would suggest that you can equate that growing share of yellow that we're seeing over these last few years to the growing share of green that we saw from wind many years ago. And it's possible that we might see that same kind of shape going forward. This next slide is the same data, just showed in a different way and highlights some of those points in a different magnitude. And it really just want to highlight these are the shares of energy from the different fuel types, again, over the same 20 years. And the share of electricity from wind has surpassed that from coal 3 years ago. So, you know, that's the trajectory that we're on. Again, the share of natural gas providing electricity has remained relatively constant through the years. With the ebbs and flows, primarily driven by changes in natural gas prices, if truth be told. The last picture that I'll show is a look at reserve margins over time. So basically, every December, ERCOT issues their capacity demand reserve report. Embedded in that is an assumption about what peak demand will be for the next summer in the composition of the generation resources available to meet that demand. And so what this chart is what is that? 7 years worth of data where you take the December CDR information for that following summer. And I've divided out where are those, you know, where's the reserve capacity? That is the amount of generation capacity in excess of expected firm peak demand. What are the components of that? Where is that capacity coming from? And the point that you should take away from this is, you know, those first couple of years for summers of 2016, 2017, smaller amount in 2018, there were thermal resources. Some might call them dispatchable resources, but coal, nuclear, natural gas, DC ties, those resources exceeded our firm peak demand requirements. And since that time, that has not been the case. The amount of thermal resources in the system has been less than expected summer peak demand, and that all reserve capacity based on that 1 hour in the summertime has all been provided by renewable resources, specifically wind and solar. And that's a That's a frightening view for many people. It's certainly a different system than we have been operating with over the last many years. And there's many things that I think that you should that we can take away from this chart, and that's why I put it last, is because I think it helps spark the next conversation. And that's in terms of market design and what, how do we ensure that we have the right resources or sufficient resources to meet customer demands for electricity under this changing resource mix? And so with that level set, I'll stop and let Caitlin take us to our next questions or our next comments.
Sure. And I think you answered the question. So the first two slides kind of showed the 20 years of these trends, right? So it's not new. It's probably not unexpected. And so I'm wondering what is different, or wondering if somebody can articulate what is different about this time right now. Is it that shift Beth showed in the last chart in 2019, where the thermal is not covering that kind of demand anymore? Is that a shift that is bringing our attention to something different about this time when we're having discussions? Is it winter storm Uri? Is it this continued projection of renewables? And so maybe I'll let Bob take that first.